Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
WEEI Afternoons, 3:30, and of course, on a Friday, it's always our pleasure to be joined by one of the best in the biz, who has a fabulous intro for himself, the great Mark Giardi. I'm sorry, that was what Dan Ball called him. Mike Giardi joins us from Boston Sports Journal. Mark, Mike, whoever. Mike, happy Father's Day to you, my friend, and thanks for making a little time to join the afternoon program. First big question for you. What do you think the Tom Brady statue should be, and will it be half as handsome as you?
It'll be significantly more handsome because he's significantly more handsome. Also, he's had a little work done, I think, so that helps too.
You know? Fair point. Fair point.
Look, I'm just trying to age gracefully. You know, isn't that what they say? Age gracefully. Mm-hmm. What should it be?
Yeah.
You know what I'd like it to be? I'd like it to be him yelling at Bill O'Brien on the sidelines. Remember that sequence? Wasn't that involving Tyquan
Thornton?
When
he threw the pick to Tyquan Underwood, and then O'Brien is shaking the clipboard at him, and Brady looks up at him and goes, "No effing S!" Like, that was a great argument.
I totally want that. The veins sticking out of his neck, like, and you know his voice, like if you could like press a button on the statue, because you know how his voice would get super squeaky when he'd get all animated? You know his voice is super squeaky then too, so it'd be perfect.
Oh my God, that would be great. Hey, I want to, on serious Patriots matters, I want to get to something you said to our pal Andrew Callahan earlier this week. You said on his pod that you believe Mike Vrabel is the MVP of the Patriots offseason. I agree with you, and I think that it's a good thing. In fact, I believe that to be thus far optimal for the Patriots, given how much work they needed to do roster-wise, culture-wise, attitude-wise. Could you elaborate further?
Yeah, I mean, I just think he's changed everything that we have had to live through and felt over the last 5-6 years. He's changed that with his presence in the building, with the energy that he's brought. You know, obviously the staff that he's brought is a very competent NFL coaching staff that understands what needs to be done, when it needs to be done by. I think you saw no wasted movements at all during the 5 sessions that we were able to see this spring. You talk to people inside the building about how it's gone on those other days. It's that same vibe, leadership, guidance, all the things that you've been lacking really since the sort of the tail end of Bill's tenure, when it felt like, you know, he was putting a stamp on it. So, it's a night and day difference for me. And, people are talking about, you know, we make our too early predictions about this, that, and the other thing. And, we've had some crazy win totals that the people have thrown out there. And to me, it's just like, look, I don't know what the win total is going to be, but I know that they're going to be much better coached, much better situationally prepared for everything. And I don't think that that's been the case for 5-6 years.
I think that's a good early read. Mega over here today in for Andy, Mike. I'm wondering if you saw the report. I saw it from our friend Tommy Curran about Steph Diggs. He has yet to undergo the physical for the Patriots, and whether your read of the situation is that they're using that as some kind of leverage for him to stay healthy throughout the summer, comes with the $12 million signing bonus. What is your read of that situation?
Yeah, Meg, I reported it about a week ago where, you know, it hadn't been done yet, and he hasn't been fully cleared. And, like, obviously, he's not going to be fully cleared. It's 7 months removed from ACL surgery. But that they're slow playing this because of exactly that. Like, you have to have a carrot for this player who is, let's face it, he's disappointed them since he's come aboard. And it's disappointment that goes far beyond the viral video that some people don't care about, some people care about, whatever. It's the, I think they thought he was going to be here. And I believe they wanted him to be. I mean, of course, they want everyone to be here for the voluntary stuff. But I think they thought he was going to be here, and he wasn't. So how do we monitor what he's doing, how much work he's putting in, not only with the playbook, but with the knee? What do our doctors think? We haven't really seen him, you know. And it was kind of interesting because people were poo-pooing it. And then you talk to some of the players, and they're like, oh, yeah, Kayshon Boutte, like, I hadn't been here very much. Well, I mean, when he's been around, it's been good, you know, when he's been around. So I think there's clearly a carrot, dude. You got to keep working. You don't have cachet with us yet. So you got to show us that you deserve it. Because the moment they hand over the first, the payment comes in three different payout dates, right? But the moment they hand over the first one, they've committed to the rest of it. So he gets it, you know? And I think it's like, we're not going to give it to you yet until we know you're invested. So,
yeah, I think it's like, a great read of the situation, because earlier this week at mandatory minicamp, Mike Vrabel was asked about Steph Diggs' dedication, and he goes into, we want everybody to be here, even in the voluntary portions. Do you think that they're playing with fire a little bit by saying maybe he feels like he's ready to have the physical to go, but they're saying, like you're saying, they're disappointed with him so far? Like, how delicate of a balance does it have to be with this guy? He's really somebody that you need in the offense.
He is, but he has to earn that trust from them. And the trust would have, like, I think it probably would have been done had he been here. You know, they put a clause in his contract, be here for 27 of the 32 dates in the offseason, and you get an extra $200,000, which is, you know, for a guy like Steph Diggs, who's made over $100 million, that's nothing, right? That's not a real carrot, but it was in there, and it was something that they wanted. And he didn't attain that goal. He didn't reach that level. And it's, I think to them, it's like, yeah, we do need him. But he also wasn't their first choice. He wasn't their second choice. He wasn't their third choice. And maybe at the end of it, when they look at where their roster's at and where the build is at, which is to say kind of at the very beginning, okay, well, if he's going to be a jerk, then we won't tolerate it. We're not going to do it. We're not going to sell out our program for a 31, going to be 32 during the season receiver coming off a torn ACL who hasn't shown that he's fully committed to us yet.
Mike, Dan Ball here in for, I guess, my long-lost twin, Ted Johnson, today. Wanted to continue the conversation on the wide receiver room, and a guy who Andy Hart has complained about time and time again in Efton Chisholm. I know that he's gotten a lot of bluster.
That's so rude.
I know.
The kid's making a nice little camp story out of it, and there's Hart just like, I don't like it.
How nice, Mike, of a camp story is it, or is this kid as legitimate as it seems like others believe?
I'm not ready to call him legitimate yet. I think it's kind of interesting that if you paid attention in the last 2 days, I know Meg was there, he didn't have any real, he definitely didn't have any catches from Drake May. I'm not sure he had any from Josh Dobbs. He was very quiet over the last 2 days. And in fact, because Kendrick Bourne hadn't been there the week prior, was back, he was on the secondary field with the third string quarterback for a good portion of Monday's practice. And you know, we were in the bubble on Tuesday, so it's just a mess anyways. But, like, the sort of the production that people were latching onto died down over the final 2 days. I think he has an opportunity. I'm not saying that he doesn't, but I don't think we have a real idea yet. Like, can he get off press coverage? You know, when you're in shorts and T-shirts, I've seen a lot of players look awesome in shorts and T-shirts. And then when it comes time to translate into camp and you're on the second week and everything is sore and this defensive back knows all my moves and he's kicking the crap out of me and I can't get open, quarterback's not coming to me, I drop a ball out of frustration. Like, we haven't got there with him yet. I don't have that kind of cachet with him yet where I can say, like, oh yeah, he's going to be able to handle that. I don't think we know. So I think it was a nice little story. He's obviously an incredibly productive college football player at a lower level. We'll see if it translates.
Mike Chiardi from Boston Sports Journal and the All 32 podcast joining us here on WEEI Afternoon. Speaking of that, I saw a clip, Mike, from your pod where you were talking about Drake May's leadership and the lack of his not being very vocal, not being obviously as loud as previous guys like Mac Jones or Garoppolo or most especially Tom Brady. And I wonder, like, is that something you think that will evolve? Is it something he's going to do when he needs to, or will he just kind of never be this sort of loud vocal presence as a leader in QB that we've kind of gotten accustomed to around here?
Yeah, it's a great question, 15. Like, when I made the observation, I said, like, I don't know if it means anything. It might mean nothing at all. But it is, to me, having watched 20-something years of this, like, you do get a feel for guys' personalities and if they're that kind of player. And I think we're kind of partial to that kind of player and leader. And I think, you know, Vrabel's talked quite a bit about, like, him sort of having to evolve as a leader. You know, not everyone's going to like you. You're going to have to be able to take guys to task. And when you looked at last year, he took a backseat to Jacoby Brissett for the entirety of the spring through the summer. You know, he made that late push in the summer where, of course, Mayo said he's been our best guy the last 2 weeks, but then still rolled with Jacoby Brissett. And it was like he never really had to be that. And when he finally got put in, you know, 6 weeks into the season, okay, well, the team sort of established its personality. There's certain guys that are going to lead the huddle. And, yeah, you're the quarterback, so naturally you're going to have some influence there. But he never had to be that guy. And I think Mike is kind of pushing him more in that direction of wanting him to be that. And whether that means, you know, public on-field blow-ups, I don't know if he has that in him. Or whether that just means, like, hey, somebody made a nice play for you. Talk a little trash to the defense. Go run down, give him a high five. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that was obviously part of Brady's, but Mac did it too. And I mean, Drake's far more talented than Mac was, but it's an interesting little thing that I sort of noted, and I'm just filing away to see if we can see that sort of part of his personality develop.
All right, Mike, we could go on and on with you, but our time is up, and we, of course, as they like to say in radio, are up against it. However, I do want to thank you for the time as well. And what's your Father's Day weekend looking like, big guy?
I plan on doing a lot of nothing.
Boy,
Mother Nature not going to be very nice to us again this weekend, it appears.
Yep.
So that's not the coolest thing, but that's fine. I can lie around like a walrus. It'll be good.
Time off, well earned and deserved, my friend. Make sure you guys give him a follow at Mike Giardi on the socials. And of course, you can listen to him on the All 32 podcast and read his musings, analysis, reports, and more on the Boston Sports Journal. Appreciate the time, buddy. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
You too, bud.
All right, thank you. Mike Giardi joining us here on WEEI Afternoons. Good stuff, like really good meaty stuff on the three people I think that kind of are at the crux and most important. Four, if you want to count the living legend of Efton Chisholm.
That may Patriots be more of a mirage, as much as we want to try to talk about it.
But
being
good
real.
Good stuff on Vrabel, good stuff on Diggs, and good stuff on Drake May as well. Let's unpack that and get into that with you guys as well. I see some of your calls lined up on the Brady statue, the state of the Pats, the Sox, is more. We'll weave all of those in momentarily at 617-779-7937. You guys, that's right, you guys out in the street and everyone within the sound of our voices, you're listening to WEEI Afternoons. Go Sox!
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know what I'd like it to be? I'd like it to be him yelling at Bill O'Brien on the sidelines. Remember that sequence? Wasn't that involving Tyquan Thornton?
When he threw the pick to Tyquan Underwood, and then
yes.
O'Brien like is shaking the clipboard at him, and Brady looks up at him and goes, "No effing S."
I totally want that. The veins sticking out of his neck, like, and you know his voice, like if you could like press a button on the statue, because you know how his voice would get super squeaky when he'd get all animated. You know his voice is super squeaky then too, so it'd be perfect.
Our pal Mike Giardi joining us moments ago from Boston Sports Journal, talking Tom Brady statue, the impact of Vrabel, the troubles of Diggs, the growth of Drake May, and so much more. If you missed it, of course, if you're listening on the Odyssey app, you can use the rewind function. Go back and listen to the Mike Giardi interview at your leisure, or, of course, subscribe to the podcast of WEEI Afternoons or Six Rings in Football Things and enjoy the interview at your convenience. Guys, what was your big takeaway from Mike Giardi breaking down the Steph Diggs drama and dilemma, Mike Vrabel being the face of the operation for the first 6 months, a little Efton Chisholm talk, and Drake May and the fact that he is trying to ascend to the point of leadership the team needs him to, but not in a very vocal capacity?
I don't want to step on the Steph Diggs conversation because I think it deserves like a bigger conversation about where they're at with Diggs. I happen to think that they really, really need him. Just watching, again, the skill players in mandatory minicamp, like, he is coming off of an ACL and looks more explosive than anybody else in that room.
It's that noticeable.
Aside from maybe Kyle Williams when he's going up for 50-50 balls, like, nobody else looks even in the same tier as him, and they're just running around the stupid bubble, which, by the way, isn't big enough. Like, they need to get...
You're like the fifth person this week to say the bubble stinks.
Yeah, because we were all in there when it was pouring rain on Tuesday, and you're like, there's no room here. There's no room for anything. I understand they're trying to upgrade the facilities down there. That's a problem when you're in New England and the weather is how it is, because I don't think Vrabel's like Belichick, where you never go in the bubble unless it's absolutely some dire snowstorm. I think he's like, let's try to get something productive going. Anyway, that's a long aside. All of it to say, I want to get into the dig stuff at 4 o'clock because I think that deserves a really big conversation. Chisholm's making this team. I know that Giardi thinks it's too early. I'm telling you, like, that kid has the makeup of what Vrabel is looking for. You think Vrabel's like doing backflips for Will Campbell? That Chisholm kid, like, after everybody cleared out, he's there working the jugs machine. Like, he is completely that mold. And I don't think we've seen him drop a pass. And when you have somebody like Jalen Polk who drops everything that comes his way last season, like, I think that you look back on that tape, you look at somebody like Chisholm, and you take a chance there. Like, it is so low risk, high reward.
And that's the funny part about those who have come out staunchly against Chisholm to this point. We are talking about a wide receiver room that, other than Stephon Diggs, has, well, and even he is a question mark, but a wide receiver room that essentially has six question marks on a depth chart.
Yeah, they haven't proven anything. Pop Douglas, great player, love his energy, hasn't proven anything. Kendrick Bourne, since he had that 800-plus yard season with Josh McDaniels, that was 4 years ago,
and
an ACL tear, yep, since, hasn't proven anything. Kayshon Booty has great makeup, don't know if he gets it at the NFL level. None of these guys have proven anything. So why is Efton Chisholm a long shot?
And
because he was FCS? Get out of here with that.
And they're also, think about it, if I may, Dan, real
quick. Yeah, sure.
In addition to, you know, okay, we can tone down the, he's the next Dola. Oh my God, it's like Edelman 2.0. Look, we can stop with the comps, but in front of him as well, Jalen Polk. Has he done anything to dress himself in glory or distinguish himself from other busted second-round Patriots?
He's working in the red.
Yeah.
Like, I don't mean the red zone. I mean, like, he's in the negative because of what he
deficit
had
last. Exactly. Correct. And Javon Baker, who told us he made people in wheelchairs stand up and to get your popcorn ready. Well, I have had the wheelchair and the popcorn ready for over a year, and I've been wildly underwhelmed. And right now, I hate to agree, but I think he's probably closer to being a cut candidate than he is to make the 53, which stinks because he has all the physical tools, but he just can't get his mind right. So, Dan, when somebody like Chisholm, who looks the part, and we know in previous iterations of the McDaniels offense, you've had the third down back with smooth hands and great route running ability. James White's film is being studied daily by Travion Henderson. That may be coming back to form, like Curran told us yesterday. And if they need the, this guy just has to stop and go left, right, this way, that way, like on a joystick and get open on third down for Drake May, maybe Chisholm steals the spot.
Well, because we're talking about a quarterback who also hasn't proven that he is not without error, a guy that can be a bit of a gunslinger and a little bit erratic, and that has not been either coached or developed out of him yet. So I don't really care if he catches a pass more than two yards past the line of scrimmage, if that's what it's going to take to get him on the roster. But if this guy becomes the ultimate situational safety blanket for Drake May just to help him limit the mistakes, I think that's a guy that you have to keep in the mix.
Let's welcome in the Patriots people listening right now, whether it's through one of our affiliates, .com, the Odyssey app, or more. John's in the car, wants to talk Pats real quick. How are you, John?
Hey, what's going on, Mego? Always got a good opportunity to talk to you. Like,
nice to hear from you, John in the car.
John in the car.
What's up? I can't wait till we get to the goddess country in a couple weeks. We know Maine is fantastic for the Dukes.
Yes.
But let's talk some Patriots. I've been a little, you know, I'm always skeptical of the Patriots PR spin. I know everything's been great. We got coming up in the wide receiver room. You know, everything is outside of the small bubble. Everything's been great, except I did see, you know, Chris Price's piece today about Will Campbell maybe not having like the greatest start to mandatory workouts. And, you know, when I saw that pass that Christian Gonzalez intercepted, my first thought was, man, that's a complete terrible overthrow that Drake, whoever threw that ball. And, you know, I'm just thinking, like, maybe they're not going to win. Or, like, I know they're favored for 11 games this year, but I'm going to, like, scale that back and say, yeah, I'm going to be surprised if they win 8 games this year.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Happy Friday, guys.
Hey, you know what? A little reality and an opinion can always be celebrated and welcomed here. Thanks for the call, John. See, that's the thing. People who got out, I think everyone is assuming because the defense looks good, big offseason, Vrabel, Drake May looked so good last year, everyone's going to make a massive leap. There are so many moving parts that have to work in unison and go in the right direction for this team to be able to double their win total from last year, let alone get over the 9-win winning season hurdle.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.